on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
Two thousand five,
and the time machine is now in the month of January. These are the stories making the news. Checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review. Speed bumps get test run in Frenchman's Creek. Neighborhood has 30 days to voice opinions on speed bumps, which will be tested in Frenchman's Creek, in hopes of slowing down speeding cars. Man wanted for local burglaries evades the law again. Wanted on a $100,000 arrest warrant and spotted driving on the coastside, police set up a DUI inspections hoping to nab him, but to no avail. So far, Jose Jimenez has been spotted 3 times, but police just can't catch him. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. A dear friend of ours recently suffered a stroke over the holidays. He is now working hours a day with great determination to get back his mobility and speech. This brought back teenage memories of when our gran, my dad's mom, had a stroke and moved in with us for recovery time. She could barely use her hands, and her normal fast-moving English speech was gone. We set up a card table with big coloring posters and colored pencils, and we would join her each day after school at her table as she struggled to stay within the lines. She, like our friend, fought hard and one day managed to convey that she liked her acrylic paints and canvases. She had taken up painting in her 60s and apparently was missing it. We had no idea what her painting would look like. Much to our surprise and delight, it was a beautiful seascape and sky in pastel blues. We all decided it was the best yet. It now hangs over the desk in the Floors to Go showroom behind Granola's coffee shop at my brother's business. Maybe it's time to honor this comeback from a stroke with a name for her painting. You are welcome to drop by and see this good painting at my brother's business. We'll have a box on the desk. Your entry will be submitted in the box. Just put your phone and contact information. We'll make a decision as to the winner who names the painting the best name. We'll make a decision of the winner by March 1st to give you time to recover from your holidays and get inspired. If you have a story of a stroke recovery, please share on your entry slips. You'll be contacted, and the prize is either breakfast at Granola's or lunch at my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. We love you, Don, and we know you're going to make a great recuperation. We can't wait to see you soon, buddy. Keep calm and rehab on. What was the cost of living in 2005? Here's a snapshot of three areas. Average cost of a new home is $297,000. Average medium income is $46,500. And a gallon of gasoline a tad less than today at $3.18 a gallon. Oil prices rise sharply, caused by trouble in the Middle East and Hurricane Katrina. Katrina strikes the Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama coastal areas, flooding 80% of the city of New Orleans and taking the lives of 1,600 people. George W. Bush starts his second term as the 43rd President of the United States. Pope John Paul II dies, and over 4 million people travel to the Vatican to mourn him. Here at home, popular films are Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith and the Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, The Witch, and The Wardrobe. In popular music, this performer achieved fame in the late 1990s on the daytime drama All My Children, but branched out onto a solo musical career, and by 2005 is finding success on the AC charts. Here's Jesse McCartney with Beautiful Soul.
I don't want just anyone to hold. I don't want my love to go to waste. I want you and your beautiful soul. I know that you are something special. To you I'd be always faithful. I want to be what you always
doing well in 2005 with a country music duo, both natives of Kentucky. Their names are Eddie Montgomery and Troy Gentry. They are topping the charts with Something to Be Proud Of.
There's a story that my daddy tells religiously, like clockwork every time he sees an opening in a conversation about the way things used to be. Well, I just roll my eyes and make a beeline for the door, but I'd always end up starry-eyed, cross-legged on the floor, hanging on to every word. Man, the things I heard. It was harder times and longer days, 5 miles of school uphill both ways. We were cane switch razor, dirt floor poor. Of course, that was back before the war. Yeah, your uncle and I made quite a pair, flying F-15s through hostile air. He went down, but they missed me by hair. He'd always stop right there and say,
that's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. That's your chin held high, the tear fall down. A gut sucked in, a chest up out, like a small town flag a-flying, or a newborn baby crying in the arms of the woman that you love. That's something to be proud of.
Son, graduating college, that was mama's dream. But I was on my way to anywhere else when I turned 18. It's when you got a fast car, you think you got everything. But I learned quick those GTOs don't run on faith. And I ended up broken down in some town north of L.A. Full minimum wage. Well, I fell in love, next thing I know, the babies came, the car got sold. Sure do miss that old hot rod. Sure save gas and them foreign jobs. Dad, I wonder if I ever let you down, if you're ashamed how I turned out. Well, he lowered his voice, then he raised his brow. Said, let me tell you right now.
That's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. You don't need to make a million. Just be thankful to be working. If you're doing what you're able, and putting food there on the table, and providing for the family that you love, that's something to be proud of.
What year will the time machine stop at next week? I'm ready for the ride if you are. This is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.